What I want to speak about is what happened last Sabbath. An assassin's bullet nearly took out a U.S. presidential candidate. A lot of people on social media are claiming that was intervention from God. He miraculously turned his head at just the right second to avoid a bullet that was most certainly would have taken his life. Others are saying it was luck or time and chance. Many are posting how disappointed they are that the bullet missed, and even celebrated that a Trump supporter was killed. The murder of Donald Trump quite possibly could have sent the world into a tailspin and made him a martyr. Some who usually avoid violence would probably have taken up in the streets. By now, we might have been seeing the start of a civil war. At the same time this is happening, the candidate on the other side is facing opposition from his own party. So what does all this mean? We'll look at 4 points. First one, is God involved at all? Number 2, does God appoint world leaders? 3, is God involved in individual lives? And 4, is he still involved today? So point 1, I want to look at what the Bible says about whether God just lets everything go and never gets involved in it. If you'll turn to Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Does this verse verify those who say God is totally hands off? And then point 2 on, does God appoint world leaders? Is he even interested in who's in power? Turn to Daniel 2:37. When Daniel was interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dream, you, O king, are a king of kings, for God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. Still in Daniel, we can go to Daniel 4:34. And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is for generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, what have you done? In Daniel 2:20 and 21, Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar at the start of the interpretation that, verse 20, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Verse 21, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. But now, and see that God is not always involved. They set up kings, elves, that they might be cut off. The conclusion we can come from, too, is that God is involved when it supports his plan for mankind, but other times he allows man to go their own way. He is not involved in placing every ruler and every local leader in every position they're in. Many times in the history of the nations of Israel and Judah, he removed wicked kings. It is too many times for us to go into this short message, but you can find all the readings in Kings and Chronicles of their lives in the Bible. At the time of the Tower of Babel, God intervened and confused their language because he said the people all had one language, and anything they thought of, they would do. They would be within their capacity. Point three is God involved in personal lives. Once again, we'll turn to Daniel, this time Daniel 3, and we'll read 16 through 18, where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were faced with the fiery furnace for not worshiping the image of gold. Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. Which is pretty bold to say to a king. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. And of course, we know God did intervene on their behalf. In the New Testament, Christ intervened many times in the lives of the suffering and poor around him. And point four, is he still involved today? But, this was 1,000 years ago. Does he still intervene, or is he completely hands-off and allowing mankind to bring about their own destruction? God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, has not changed in his plan, his capacity to direct the way the world should go to achieve it. Many stories are written and told in recent centuries of how disease, natural disasters turn the tide in world direction. It is not coincidence that the U.S. and Britain achieved this world dominance they have had. Here's a quote from our booklet, Britain and the United States in Prophecy. Joseph's descendants said, he said, were to be especially blessed, like a fruitful vine with a never-ending supply of water, ensuring their constant growth. Their population would multiply rapidly. They would expand to lands beyond their original borders, grow militarily strong, and reap the choicest physical blessings of the earth. They would produce and prosper. They were the birthright blessings. 1 Chronicles 5, 1 through 2. God promised to Joseph's descendants because of those divine blessings. Joseph's descendants were to stand out among Israel's other tribes. Genesis 49:22-26. Before his death, Moses repeated the special blessings that would flow to Joseph's descendants. And of Joseph he said, Blessed be the Lord in his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns, military might, like the horns of a wild ox. Together with them, he shall push the peoples of the ends of the earth to the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. Deuteronomy 33:13-17. God has promised to take a direct hand in delivering magnificent physical blessings to Joseph's descendants. When we understand that the modern descendants of Joseph are the people of the United States and Britain, we will see over the past three centuries, God has been true to his promise. He has granted the physical birthright blessings of Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, to their modern descendants, the Anglo-Saxon Celtic people of Britain and the United States. Anglo-Saxon and Celtic descendants have been the primary founders and shapers of British and American culture. That's from our booklet. The culture of religious tolerance that came from the settling of the United States has allowed the proliferation of the Bible and the teaching of it around the world. The knowledge of God and his moral law led to a time of prosperity unheard of among the ordinary people and allowed the gospel to go around the world as a witness. We can take all of this to mean that God is once again directing world affairs. It would certainly seem to be so. Can I say that for sure? No. We can know for sure that God is still in control and things will go as he's planned. If it is his plan to add a few more years to our nation and world because he has seen a change in heart in enough people to show mercy for a short time, it would not be the first time he has done this. If he wants the gospel to reach other peoples of the earth before it all becomes scarce, then that is what will happen. If he has more people he wants to call before the tribulation starts, then that will happen. It does not take a perfect man or perfect nation. It just takes a perfect, omnipotent God directing world affairs to do his will.